Shay Kavanagh contacted us here in Radio Kerry on our discussion related to speed reductions on urban roads. We were talking about this in the programme over a number of days, really. This is the drive to get down to 30 kilometres an hour in urban centres, and the fact that the government seemed to have done a bit of a U-turn on this, and it'll be up to local authorities to implement their own rules in their own areas. The Green Party not happy with that, on plans to introduce across the board 30 kilometre hour speed limits, and leaving it now up to urban areas, or up to local authorities to police their own urban areas on this. The Department of Transport has confirmed the onus will be on local councils to cut the speed limits rather than changes coming directly from government. Shay Kavanagh has visited Brittany in France. He approves of the 30k speed limits in towns and villages of the northwestern region of France, and he spoke to Tracy Murphy.
We drove across from Roscoff down towards the kind of bottom corner of Brittany, and the roads we took, you end up going through a lot of towns and villages. And as far as I can tell, once you're into the village centre or the town centre, the speed limit is all 30k. The roads into the towns and villages seem to be pretty narrow. So it's, in a way, it's kind of self-limiting, but 30k is the speed limit there, and it's very well signposted.
With some of those roads you were travelling on, would they be along the lines, the size of roads you'd get in Kerry and Cork and other parts of rural Ireland?
They would be similar enough. I mean, the towns kind of look and feel quite different, but, you know, they don't have big, wide thoroughfares going through them, right? So similar enough to what you'd have going through, I don't know, Killorglin or Carsabine or whatever.
The towns then, population size, obviously the villages would be of comparable size to villages here in Ireland. Would you come across towns of the size that you'd encounter in Kerry and Cork, like towns the size of Listowel or Carsabine or Killorglin, for example?
You would. Look, it's the same as ourselves, right? There's a lot of variety. Plenty of quite small villages, maybe around the size of, say, Glenbey. But yeah, there's all variety of towns, right? There's some of them would be, you know, Tralee size and beyond, obviously, but plenty of small and very touristy towns, as you can imagine. So, you know, not unlike, say, the likes of Kenmare or Dingle in terms of size, and, you know, how busy they could be in the summertime.
And you're saying that the 30 kilometre zone limit in urban roads, in the towns and villages in Brittany, it worked well?
So when I arrived over there, like, you first one or two, you've to kind of, it's a bit like driving the opposite side of the road. You just have to register it in your own head, right, when you're driving it. But I got used to it really quickly. After the first couple of towns, you just kind of fall into it quite easily, you know. And it really struck me then when I came back off the ferry into the likes of Ringaskiddy that you're back into a 50. And that feels really fast, actually, when you're used to the 30. 50, it feels like too much. And drivers there, to me, it seemed like they all just stick to it. So there's kind of a natural slowing down in the town, and it doesn't feel slow. And to be honest, most of the time, if you're driving through a town, unless it's really quiet at nighttime here, you know, you're not going to be going far above 30 anyway, unless you're just driving too fast, in my view.
And Shay, now that you find yourself back in Ireland, and that feeling you got when you got to Ringaskiddy and felt, oh, 50 kilometres per hour is too fast in an urban area, have you found yourself, like, subconsciously always complying with the 30 kilometre limit now, even though it may not be required on a stretch of road?
Well, if it's not required, and if you're in a 50, say, here, and if the road is quiet and you find yourself driving along with a line of cars behind you, it's very hard to go at 30 if it's not the legal limit on a road.
Is that because you get beeped out of it by the cars behind you?
You get beeped, or you get a sub-lunatic trying to pass you out in the middle of a town or something like that. So it's hard to just drive at 30 and a 50 when there's a bit of open road and the odd place where the road is wide enough. But that said, I mean, if you're going through a narrow enough town, are you really going to be going far above 30 anyway? I kind of doubt it.
And what do you feel then about these changes? That, because last year when these laws on revamping speed limits were introduced, it was understood, and this was obviously when the Greens were part of government, that the new speed limits would come in through default speed limits and would come in through legislation. And now it seems, according to the Department of Transport, it's going to be up to every local authority to introduce speed limits, and they'll make any changes to the speed limits by these so-called special speed limit bylaws. I know the Greens are very unhappy, understandably, because this was something they were very passionate about, this policy with the aim of having no deaths or serious injuries on Irish roads by 2050. They're saying that local authorities could already do that, could already use these bylaws to reduce speed limits or change speed limits, and that it's just going to be painstaking, it's going to take longer, likely as well because you have councillors involved, that maybe the amount of roads in our towns and villages where the speed is reduced, not as many will see their speed limits being reduced.
Yeah, to me it would have seemed a lot simpler to just go with the legislative route across the entire country. I mean, now if you're driving from one county to the next, or if you're someone, say, who's living in somewhere like Rathmore and you're hopping across the border, you could find yourself, you know, going from, let's say, a 30 to a 50 just because you happen to be in a different county. Or, I mean, if you cross the bridge up in the likes of Killaloe, there up in Clare into Tipperary, you find yourself suddenly just for no reason whatsoever in pretty much the same town going from 30 to 50. I think going with the councils and all kind of lobbying and whatever is just really overcomplicating it.
And finally, this question might put you on the spot, and I could be accused of generalisation by asking you this, and say I am if you think so. But overall, who are better drivers in your experience? The drivers in Brittany or the drivers here in Ireland, in Kerry and Cork?
I would say that there's not a huge amount of difference. I suppose if you're driving, say, in Ireland for an hour, kind of on the open road, rather than, say, in a town, you know, there's not much of a difference. But if you're on the open road there as opposed to here, I think in Brittany, you're less likely to see somebody doing, you know, a fairly crazy manoeuvre, passing out on bends and this kind of stuff. There are more spaces for passing out there, though. You know, there's more opportunity to do it safely. Whereas here, we've a lot of windy roads. It's easier to end up in the kind of cutting a corner and that kind of stuff here. So I don't necessarily think it's the drivers. I think it could be the way the roads are laid out. One thing they have there that takes a bit of getting used to is they have a lot of roundabouts. So pretty much every junction, if it doesn't have a traffic light, will have a roundabout. So you could be, you know, coming up to a fairly, what we would see is a really straightforward T junction onto a main road, and to say the Ring of Kerry, and that would be just a T junction, but there it would have a roundabout.